Now, in worship, everything is like this. It's all haram. All worship is haram except what Allah made permissible. You cannot add anything to what Allah said is our worship. So when it comes to worship, don't do any worship unless you have a clear evidence for it. Okay? Everybody with me? If it comes to worship, if you don't have a clear evidence for it, don't do it. Otherwise, you could be going with shaitan right straight to hell. But in the life, you can do anything you want to except what you find evidence against. So haram is only what we can prove from the Quran and from the Sunnah. So if we don't find the evidence there, then inshallah it's okay, you can do it. For instance, at the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, there were no microwave ovens. Can we use a microwave oven?
Yeah.
Why? What's the proof? Well, because there's nothing in Islam against it. So you can do it. There's nothing like that. It said certain kinds of fire or certain kind of this or certain kind. No. Nothing said that. So you can do it. When it comes to music, music is one of the things in Islam that is permissible with a lot of limitations. Islam is permissive, giving permission for music, because there's not a general statement banning all music. But there is a lot of limitation. And if you want to get involved in music, you have to learn all these limitations. So some people would rather just say, forget about it, I'm not going to get close to it because I don't want to go to hell. Not even for 2 seconds. And first and foremost is that the Quran itself, it has a beautiful sound when it's recited, and some people refer that like it's like music, then they're talking about it. But this is not the definition we're giving music. But it is sweet, and it's nice to listen to, isn't it? Immediately after that, there's something in Arabic language called nasheed. Nasheed is this singing sort of like to us on various subjects about Islam, which we learn about our aqidah, our beliefs, we learn about companions, we learn about some of the battles, we learn how to deal with problems, and it's a lot of fun to memorize nasheed, and there were some very famous ones at the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he liked. He actually liked hearing some of these things. So this is okay. But the content, what is being said, you have to know what it means so that you're not saying something that's against Islam. So don't just memorize something in Arabic and you didn't know the meaning. Make sense? You need to know the meanings. The next thing about the music is that a lot of times to keep rhythm, you have to tap on something. You tap, keep a rhythm going, and then you're able to maintain this as a rhythm ongoing, keep it even. So then people will want to pick up drums. Well, they did that at the time of Muhammad too. There was a particular type of drum called a duth, which we call a tambourine, only the tambourines today that we find have bells on them. This isn't what they had. That's not permissible. What's permissible is the duth, or it's a skin stretched over the top of an opening, sort of like a tambourine. You can tap it. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. And they used to use it like marching and things like that, and sing their nasheed while they marched, and boom, boom. And that's okay. But what you're going to find immediately is shaitan going to tell you, well, if that's okay, then all drums are okay. And drums, oh my gosh, today they have drums that actually play music. Some are designed, they play down the Caribbean, that it's a drum and you're beating on it, but it sounds like you're playing some kind of a piano or something. They have many types of instruments today that are percussion that actually produce all these different sounds and tones. And if you said, well, that's okay, then why not the piano? The piano is a percussion instrument. The piano works off of striking a string. When you hit the key, there's a hammer inside the piano that works off of the key that strikes 3 strings. Except in the bass section, it drops down to 1. But when you hit the key, it hits the strings. That's percussion. You could say, well, it's a drum. Then you could say, well, the xylophone. That's definitely tuned bars, and I'm hitting them with this little mallet. So that would be all right. And it would go on and go on and go on, and those are not permissible. because they are musical instruments. The brass, the woodwind, the violin, stringed instruments, all of these fall in the musical instrument category. And this is not me saying this. Trust me. I was 38 years in the music business. When I came to Islam, I had to leave the business. I had made millions of dollars in that business. If there was something wrong with it, then I had to know. If there was nothing wrong with it, trust me, I'd still be doing it. Most of my life was dedicated to music. So it's not fun for me to tell you that I can't do that anymore. Allah tells us in the very same chapter of the Quran that I read to you already about children, Surah Luqman. He tells us in chapter 6, you can read it for yourself, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and from human beings, mankind, there are those who purchase idle talk to mislead from the path of Allah without knowledge. And it takes it by the way of mockery. For such there will be a humiliating torment in the hellfire. And what was this talking about? Does anybody know? Musical instruments. And how do we know? Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was one of the greatest scholars and knew the Prophet ﷺ very well, said so himself about this particular verse. He said, I swear that's music, that's music, that's music. Also about this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said that from my people, there will be those who will consider illegal sex, wearing silk, drinking alcohol, and the use of musical instruments as legal. He said that. And today, we have people who do that. I have heard scholars, so-called scholars, make different forms of temporary marriage. You could be married for 2 hours, give the girl some money and just go on, and it's okay. Zawjimuta. And this is what in English? Zawjimuta, in English, prostitution. It's very serious. Some scholars said that was okay. Not real scholars, some people. Also, wearing silk. I've heard them say today, well, it's just some silk in the tie, it's okay, it's no big deal. Drinking alcohol. I've heard this from several of the Gulf countries. They said, well, if it's just a little bit of alcohol, it's okay. Just a little teeny bit, it's okay. And they'll say, well, there's alcohol in everything. And that's true. But the amount of alcohol that you'll find in an orange, even if you multiplied it tens of thousands of times over, still can't get you drunk, because the stuff with it doesn't work like that. But they did it. And musical instruments. And today I read it from a so-called scholar in his book, which is called, should be called, Al-Halal Wal-Halal, because nothing's haram. Said that he quotes the same exact verse and the same hadith that I just quoted to you. And he said, but the way I look at it is, it's okay. So, I'm telling you the way I looked at it. And if you accept what he said, have a nice time. And if you accept this, then you'll be like me and you'll have to give up the music. But, don't go crazy. What I mean by that, suppose, and sometimes people go so extreme that they make their life unbelievable. It's unbearable. I don't want to be with these people, you know. You're walking along talking to this person, right? And you're in a building. You come to the elevator, punch the button, the door opens, you get in, and they go, I got to get out of here. Why? They jump back out of the elevator, and you go, what's going on? There was music in the elevator. Well, he said, I don't want to listen to it. Technically, I don't blame him, but on the other hand, do you want to crawl up those stairs? He said, for Allah, I'll do it. Okay, you go ahead. I'll meet you on the 10th floor. That's cool. Because me, you know what? I'll put my fingers in my ears before I'm going to run up 10 floors without the elevator. So don't be extreme. Also, when you get in somebody else's car and they're playing music, and you said, haram, 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 don't do that to people. It's his car. It's nice enough to give you a ride. You can ask him if he could turn it down a little bit. Ask him, do you have any Quran that we could listen to? You can do that. But don't make everybody's life miserable. Because that's worse. Worse than anything is when you make people run away from Islam. That's what you don't want to do. I told you we'd take a little time to answer this one about the music, and there's still a lot out there. A lot out there on this subject. But music is used very successfully by Madison Avenue today, by the ad people, to sell people on a lot of things. Because it reaches inside of you and grabs your emotions. That's what it does. Music gets your emotions and gets you going. People say, I use it to calm me down. Why? Why didn't you listen to the Quran? Well, I use it to get excited. Yeah, it'll do that too. I use it when I'm angry. Yeah. Music will fit all of those things because it accents the natural emotion of a human being. And basically, if a person really gets into it enough, you can control their emotions by the songs that you play and the words that they hear. And they'll be like, ah, yeah, ah. And it's exactly what Shaitan is waiting for. Exactly. Be careful, especially when you've been warned by the Quran, from the Hadith. This is not the worst sin in the world, okay? There is something in Islam that says that on the Day of Judgment, the one that listened to music will have melted lead poured into their ear. But this Hadith is not sahih. This Hadith has big question marks on it, so it's not fair to use that. Don't use that as your argument because it doesn't hold up. But there's something there like that. I mean, there must be some reason people are staying away from music. Muslims have traditionally stayed away from music. Now, there is something. In these last days, all of us have concerns about a lot of subjects. And we really don't know exactly what should we do. We hear somebody give a good argument. Maybe my way is more eloquent than somebody else. Or maybe somebody else is better at arguing than I am. So we go with the guy who has the best sounding voice or looks the best on TV. That won't work. It's supposed to be Quran and Sunnah, right? Only that. So how will I then know? Because I'm getting confused. I saw this guy out here. Man, he is so cool. This guy is like Mr. Muslim, and he's saying it's okay. But then this guy over here, he said, not okay. What should I do? What should I do? The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, told us a very beautiful general statement. He said, until the last day, the majority of the ummah, of the nation, us as Muslims, will never agree on what is misguidance. We will not agree on dalalah. So if you find the majority of the Muslims agreeing on something, that's probably right. If you're not really, really sure, look at that. A majority of Muslims, when I ask the question, be honest, across the world. Now, I'm talking about all countries, not just South Bend, Indiana. Okay? Is music haram? They say yes. Or they'll say, only certain things are permitted, like nasheed. Knowing that, it makes us say, okay, let me stay away from it. One final point. There is something today, which I'm very sad to see, is people using what they call a tool to promote Islam. They call it da'wah. But by the way, if it's not on the methodology or manhaj of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's not acceptable to Allah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not do a song and dance for people. In fact, he did not even like poetry. It was not his stick. He didn't like it. If anybody was going to use those tools, it would have been our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But he didn't use that. So when you people say that, oh, well, this helps Islam. No, it doesn't. Allah gave you everything you needed for Islam. Yes. And you have people who are doing what they call rapping for Islam. It's wrong. You got people out here that have these rap groups that say this is okay to do this. Some of you heard of Tupac, the one who died. He had a little posse, some guys with him, who also were rappers, one of them named Napoleon. I was with Napoleon last week in his home in California. And we talked about this subject in detail. And he said it is all from Shaitan. It is misguiding. And if I didn't have a contract, I would.